It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I'm watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines, composes things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough, oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from, you know, the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News. Another close call at another busy airport. This one, Los Angeles. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
American Airlines Flight 2453 was rolling down the runway at LAX on Sunday evening, reaching 154 miles an hour. When down the runway, a German cargo plane crossed the runway without authorization. Air traffic control telling the German plane to stop.
German cargo 619 heavy, stop.
The audio from liveatc.net. The American Airlines flight slammed on its brakes, told to abort its takeoff.
American 2453, cancel takeoff plan.
The two planes got within a mile of each other. According to the FAA, the American flight had 94 passengers and 7 crew on board. The FAA will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Federal prosecutors in New York say Sean Diddy Combs was violent, abusive, and left victims in fear. So while he was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges, they are still asking for 11 years behind bars when Combs is sentenced on prostitution later this week. This is ABC News.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges as the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium dies. 33-year-old Keith Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the stadium's south side parking lot early in the morning of September 20th. The victim of the attack died last week. Bond has been set at $2 million cash for a man accused of killing a Canadian tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week. 35-year-old Luis Cruz Bargos was present via Zoom for his preliminary hearing Monday. Bargos is accused of fatally shooting 32-year-old Giovanni Michael Robinson just after midnight last Wednesday. And Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson Monday at Madison's Forest Hills Cemetery. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum's Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
There is some optimism out there. Sometimes when you do have this uncertainty in the economy, things happen like rate cuts. And we just had a federal funds target rate cut, one of the major monetary policy items that helps to influence interest rates. Some of this uncertainty is creating a situation where we have an outlook of lower interest rates heading into 2026. We've got this expertise in rural living and rural lending. This is a team that lives and works in the same communities that clients might be looking to buy in. So I think that's a really important expertise that we bring to the market.
Listen to the full podcast at compeerhome.com/homesweethome.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk, everything you need and nothing you don't.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring. But I see you're on the gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They did for silver and for gold, and even empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a
goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo in Madison. As Expo is continuing and some beautiful weather so far for Expo. And we'll have more with our Ag Weather forecast this hour. Our Newsmaker segment also coming up this hour as well. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we focus on farm safety, particularly in the silo, with Gerald Miner, who is chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department, located in the middle of the state. He's been chief there for more than 20 years, and he updated PDP Dairy Signal listeners on what they've been doing as far as safety on the farm.
We've done a lot of work since the Farm Center and National Farm Medicine Center opened up in Marshfield, working with training fire personnel how to safely respond to incidents on the farm. We are in silo gas season right now. Corn is being chopped, hay is being chopped. Doesn't matter what product you put in a silo or in a bunker. If it's a plant product, it has nitrogen in it. When you store it, it goes through a natural fermentation process, and silo gas is the result of that process. It all has to happen. If you filled your silo full of grass clippings, you would get silo gas. It gets its name from normally where we run into problems, and that being in a silo. So silo gas chemically is nitrogen dioxide. That is created with the normal fermentation of the product that's in the vessel. It happens in ground bunkers. It happens in silo bags as well. Usually 3 to 4 weeks is when the gas production is the highest after and during filling the silo. So we tell people, if you don't have to go in that silo, do not go in there. Just absolutely stay out. Now, I know that doesn't always happen, and people have to go in, and they may have to level off the silage, things like that. If you absolutely must go in, number one, you need to get the silo fillers running. Blow as much air through that silo as you possibly can. Silo gas is heavier than air, so it will come down the chutes naturally into the silo room or into the barn. So if you're starting to ventilate that silo from the outside with a silo filler, don't be in the barn, don't be in the silo room, because it's going to push the gas into that area. A silo filler pushes a lot of air. I would ventilate that thing for at least a half hour before I had to make entry. And then is it 100% safe to go in? No, it's not. Unless you can monitor silo gas, and there are very few places that can do that, there is no way that you're going to truly know. Silo gas, when you breathe it in, if it's in the right concentration, and if you ask, well, what's the right concentration? My answer is any concentration. It goes into your lungs and reacts with the moisture in your lungs. So we add nitrogen dioxide to moisture, you get nitric acid. So when you say acid in your lungs, that should be a picture of a very toxic combination. Acid in your lungs is going to cause tremendous amounts of fluid buildup called edema. Your ability to breathe is going to go from normal to nothing and in a very, very short amount of time. If you walk into a pocket of silo gas, you can be down and unconscious in 30 seconds or less. It is, it can be visible. If you're in the silo room, for example, and you see this brownish, reddish, yellowish kind of cloud formation coming down the chute, that is silo gas. Don't let your nose be your monitor, but it has an ammonia type of odor to it. You smell it, you see it, you need to get out of there, you need to get away from it. We have seen it outside where bags are being used, silo bags are being used. Usually when the bag heats up during filling, I've seen it early in the morning. It'll simply be wisping out of the bag. You know, the bags have vents on them. The end that's open, you'll see it come out of there. And don't purposely go out and look for this, because it's not something that, you know, you need to be close to. But if you see that type of thing or you get that indication, that's silo gas. Again, assume it's there. The safe window is 3 to 4 weeks. After that, it should be dissipated. However, if you have to go back in that silo again, I would run that silo filler, that blower, for at least a half hour to dissipate any fumes that might be out.
Gerald Miner is chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department, located in the state of Wisconsin. Those were comments from a PDP dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. And our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, Real Country.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house. Lost your mind, say they have.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report, reporting from World Dairy Expo. And good morning. 57 in downtown Durand. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk up 12 to 17.11, November up 14 to 16.77, December up 3 to 16.92. while January steady at 16.98. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 2.25 to 164.5. 40-pound blocks up 4 to 166.5. 13 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 4 to 176. 18 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 116. 1 trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64.75. And 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets yesterday were mostly lower as the trade continues to wait for some of the cash markets to develop. And some of the trade is concerned about demand, at least here in the fall. They're hoping to see increasing consumer demand here coming up as we approach the holidays. Of course, though, demand in the countryside for feeder cattle does remain strong, and that does continue to provide support to the markets. Look for a mixed open today in the cattle markets. Meanwhile, hog markets should also be moving mostly mixed today as well. Again, we did see some lower pork cutout values from yesterday. That helped to pressure the prices, but there's still that positive hogs and pigs report that should provide some support today. October live cattle opens the day at 230.132, December 233.82, and February 236.22. October feeder cattle open at 356.20, November at 353.87, January 347.35. October hogs open at 101.15, December 90.35, February at 91.90. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Now, the trade will eye the quarterly grain stocks report that will be released later on today. Now, technically, markets are starting to reach some of those support levels. And the reality is we have that positive weather for the corn and soybean harvest and also winter wheat planting and emergence. Plus, the trade, at least in the soybeans, can't get past the reality of China not buying U.S. soybeans, leaving the idea of a wall of soybeans coming out of the fields within weeks. This morning, December and March and May corn all down 2. December 419.5, March 436.5, May 445.75. New crop 26 down 1.25 to 460. November, January, and March beans all down 3.5. November at 10.07. January 10.26.25. March 10.42. November beans down 3 to 10.60.5. October soybean meal down 3.30 to 264.80. October soybean oil down 15 cents to 48.96. Chicago wheat December down 1 to 518.5. March down 1.25 to 536.5. Minneapolis wheat December down 1.25 to 568. March down 2.75 to 586.5. Energy markets this morning, November crude oil down 52 cents to 62.93, December down 52 cents to 62.49. Meanwhile, October and November gas both down 2 cents, October at 197, November at 192. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, at cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 401. Cash and October beans 901, December 910, new crop 26 at 954. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn at 376 and a half, October, November 371 and a half, December 376 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 375, October 372 and December at 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and new crop corn 366, cash and new crop beans 925. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 371, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 915. New crop 26 at 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 374. October and November also at 374. New crop 26 at 416. Cash and October and November beans all at 918. New crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, to cash corn at 364. New crop 26, 368. Cash and new crop beans, 928. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 225 to 242. Holstein fed cattle 195 to 221. Market cows 132 to 162. Bulls 145 to 206. Calves 500 to 1800. Beef steers 275 to 645. Holstein steers 210 to 600. Sheep markets, light lambs 300 and down. Market lambs 235 and down. Ewes 172 and down. Rams 185 and down. Goat markets, does 220 and down. Bucks 235 and down. That is a check of markets. Reporting from Rural Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. Katie's young and then she just don't.
till half past 12 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk.
He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the screen. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on. Hold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I get up on Sunday about 8:15. Just to get the paper that I never read. Cause I know she'll be there barely in a row. Sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty.
Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile when she says thank you. I tell her that she's welcome like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with the you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winkins reporting from World Dairy Expo on this Tuesday morning. Thank you to our expo broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Christina's Cover Crops, BioVet, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Compere Financial, and Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley. Joining us right now, Lisa Benke with World Dairy Expo. She's kind of the one in charge of, well, the media center and all kinds of other stuff. She kind of knows it all, too. Well, at least knows what's going on here at Expo a lot more than I do. And Lisa, thanks for joining us. Okay, it's Tuesday. Of course, the trade show finally opens up today, but what a lot of folks may not realize, Expo's been going on since Sunday.
It sure has. I love the new schedule. We kind of front load it with the youth activities, recognizing that there are so many youth from across the country that want to participate in the show, but they still have obligations as students, right? So we've got, at the start of the week on Saturday, we had the fitting and the showmanship competitions, and we had youth from all over Canada and the U.S. compete in those competitions. A gentleman from Pennsylvania emerged victorious in the fitting competition, and there were some Canadians right on his heels. So that's actually a really, really unique, and it's an important competition, because when you come to World Dairy Expo, you don't even have to be immersed in the dairy business to recognize that these animals are something pretty special. When they get to the colored shavings, they are so primed and prepared, if you will, to be in that position. They just glide on the colored shavings, and their hair is, I'm jealous actually of how good their hair looks for the whole week. But anyway, it's because the fitters, that's what we call the folks that get those animals prepared to come to the ring, and they know how to feed them, they know how to wash them, they know how to prepare them to come to the ring with their top lines blown up, and just they're spot on when they enter that. Honestly, it's a big stage. These animals and these breeders have worked all year long to bring those cattle to the show. And Brian, you brought up the trade show. My goodness, we can't not talk about the trade show. So yes, we've got all these youth activities. We've got fitting, showmanship, and dairy cattle judging that take place on Saturday and Sunday. But then on Sunday at noon, we started the cattle shows already. And for 7 days, wait, I better do my math there. We got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. For 6 days, we have nonstop action in the Coliseum floor with the dairy cattle show. Now those trade show exhibitors are saying, oh, no, we're not going to stand behind a trade booth for six days. And so we recognize that. And so the trade show now occupies the last 4 days of the show. So folks that want to come to World Dairy Expo and get the full experience, if you want to come for all of the amazing education that's shared here, we've got the Knowledge Nook sessions, the virtual farm tours. We've even got Expo in Espanol if you've got Spanish-speaking folks that work in the dairy industry. Excellent, excellent hands-on presentations that they can take home information to employ right away. So there's education, but the trade show is everything cutting edge in the industry. And it's, again, people from around the world that are displaying their wares, their services, their products, their technologies. It's not just U.S. Presentation. This is truly, in every sense of the word, World Dairy Expo. It's the North American Dairy Competition, but the people that attend this show, whether you're an attendee or an exhibitor, those folks come from over nearly, I should say, nearly 100 countries.
Wow, that's amazing. Talking with Lisa Benke this morning with World Dairy Expo, as the trade show opening up later on today. It'll be running today through Friday. What are some of the other new things that Expo attendees might notice here on the grounds?
Well, you'll notice a new schedule in the dairy cattle barns, or I should say on the show floor. We've recognized that when you get dairy cattle prepared, particularly milking cows, it's nice to have a hard start time so you know how much milk to get in those cows' udders and not distress them. So we've got split shows for all of our shows this year. So we have 8 different breed shows. I know there's only 7 dairy cattle breeds, but we also break the junior Holstein show out to a show unto itself. And that show went from noon yesterday until 9:30 last night. That was a tough job for those judges to sort out all those animals. But when you've got nearly 400 animals in the ring, it takes a while to get them all placed from top to bottom. But anyway, the new things at World Dairy Expo this year include a dairy showcase village. The Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin used to sell product here on grounds, and it's funny, you know, all of us in the dairy industry, we still love our dairy products, right? So you can get a grilled cheese while you're here and a shake, but the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin used to actually sell bulk cheese, and it was a very popular booth at the show. And that being the case, we've invited back a dairy showcase village. So Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is no longer doing that, but we've got a number of cheese and dairy artists who are in the Dairy Showcase Village, which is located just outside of the exhibition hall, and they will be selling product this year. We've also got this amazing app. I mean, you got a problem, there's an app for that, right? Well, World Dairy Expo's got an app, and that app can help you find anybody on this grounds. And, Brian, you know this because you've been here for years. It's 164 acres, and anybody that's trying to get their corn off can appreciate what 164 acres looks like right now, right? And we hope that you'll abandon the combine or the chopper for this week. But the grounds has so many people to see, whether it's in the trade show or within the dairy cattle show. You can type in any company's name. You can type in any cattle exhibitor's prefix or a cow's name or even a state. And all of that can sort and come up on your World Dairy Expo app if you're trying to find someone in particular on the grounds. And I highly recommend it. Download the darn thing. It's free, and it's going to really give you a boost when you get here. If you want to be efficient with your time spent here, I guarantee you that app is going to save you time and help you connect with the people that you need to here at World Dairy Expo. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right, is the people and making those connections. And that's what people do here all week long, is network and shake deals and strike bargains and make purchases. It's just such a phenomenal week. And holy smokes, did we bring the weather this year, Brian.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, whoever you talk to for the weather, you sure got your wish there. And that's the thing, we have the expo inside, but we also have it outside. We have a lot of different things that are going to be happening. And, of course, all of the different educational opportunities, too.
Yeah, you can't pass up the education opportunities. I made mention earlier about the Knowledge Nook sessions, and I think what I should mention about those is the Knowledge Nook sessions, there are 24 of those every day, 24. And each of those sessions is going to be led by either someone who has been integral to a research project to improve a product or to create a tool that is going to help make you money or make it easier to manage that herd of cows at home. So the nice thing about the Knowledge Nook is it's a really intimate setting. You're with the presenter, and you can one-on-one be asking them questions. And honestly, if you are a person who uses the product or would anticipate using it, this is a great opportunity to give opinion and shape what the new product's going to look like next year. I just can't say enough about how close you are to the technology. You can learn about it, but you can also help shape what's needed down the road too. So I can't say enough about that opportunity. It's education both ways, right? It's both for those people trying to create the products and services that this industry needs, and it's about the people that manage cows learning about those tools that can help make them more efficient and help them perhaps make their cows more comfortable, more productive. And at the end of the day, that's what that's all about too, is we all want to give our cows what they need to treat us right.
World Dairy Expo continuing through Friday here in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center. Come on out and join us, and we'll be here all week as well. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
The summer-like warmth will continue into the weekend in our ag weather forecast, with highs expected to be in the 80s. Now, there'll be breezy south winds each afternoon. The south winds will bring in some additional moisture as well, but it won't be enough to have any rainfall in the forecast. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 50 to 55%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, cooler, highs 75 to 80. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, we'll have highs 65 to 70.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
While you're out doing yard work, look for dandelions. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Zapping the plants now with Weed Killer can prevent them from showing up in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA
and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every year, I have a bunch of dandelions come up in the yard. I've tried pulling them out, but if you leave any piece of the long taproot in place, it just sprouts a new plant. Horticulturist Ward Upham at Kansas State University says most people go after dandelions in the spring, but if you really want to eliminate them, do it now. During the fall, dandelions take the energy they made during the summer and push it down toward the roots so they can survive the winter.
Therefore, if you spray them at that time of year, it takes the herbicide and puts it down to the root where it kills the plant from the root up. In the spring, the opposite happens. Everything is coming from the root to the top so it can put up new growth.